Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Mary Ellen Green of the Sinsinawa Dominican Sisters, who has done many things in her congregation, from leadership to secondary education to retreat work, and is currently providing pastoral care for their retired sisters. Her preaching today is entitled, To See or Not to See.
A reading from the Good News according to John. As Jesus passed by, he saw a man blind from birth. He spat on the ground and made clay with a saliva and smeared the clay on his eyes and said to him, Go wash in the pool of Siloam, which means sent. So he went and washed and came back able to see. His neighbors and those who had seen him earlier as a beggar said, Isn't this the one who used to sit and beg? Some said, It is, but others said, No, he just looks like him. He said, I am. They brought the one who was once blind to the Pharisees. Now, Jesus had made clay and opened his eyes on a Sabbath. So then the Pharisees also asked him how he was able to see. He said to them, He put clay on my eyes, and I washed, and now I can see. So some of the Pharisees said, This man is not from God, because he does not keep the Sabbath. But others said, How can a sinful man do such signs? And there was a division among them. So they said to the blind man again, What do you have to say about him, since he opened your eyes? He said, He is a prophet. They answered and said to him, You were born totally in sin, and are you trying to teach us? Then they threw him out. When Jesus heard that they had thrown him out, he found him and said, Do you believe in the Son of Man? He answered and said, Who is he, sir, that I may believe in him? Jesus said to him, You have seen him, and the one speaking with you is he. He said, I do believe, Lord. And he worshiped him. The Gospel of the Lord. A friend of mine is blind, totally blind, yet she sees better than most people who have vision. She sees with her other senses. One day she walked into her house and her mother was in the kitchen cooking spaghetti sauce. The aroma of garlic and onions and tomatoes steaming on the kitchen stove filled the house. But the first thing Peg noticed was the fragrance of a bouquet of roses. Their subtle scent overwhelmed her sense of smell and delighted her. Amazing, isn't it, how our bodies can compensate? I am sure that the man born blind in today's gospel had a similar experience. While he could not see, he was still tuned in to the miracle of Jesus' healing presence. Did you ever notice that when Jesus heals on the Sabbath, he's always the one who initiates the encounter? The blind man didn't approach him. Jesus approached the blind man. We're told that he saw a man blind from birth. He saw him in a way that others did not. At that, Jesus immediately got to work to restore his sight. What a beautiful gift that was. Well, some thought it was beautiful. Others got upset about it. Healing on the Sabbath? Bah, humbug. So, what does it mean to see, really see? The little prince tells us that it is only with the heart that one can see rightly. What is essential is invisible to the eye. To see with the heart is to see beyond the barriers of rules and regulations that stand in the way of love. To see with the heart is to smell the roses over the garlic and to emerge from the prison of loneliness to the embrace of mercy. To see with the heart is to trust that light is stronger than darkness and life is stronger than death. Then Jesus said, I came into this world for judgment, so that those who do not see might see, and those who do see might become blind. How are you seeing during this Lenten season?